Marriage and Relationships. Beloved child, regarding the custom of marriage, it is truly a happy occasion when two seemingly separate individuals come together in a space where they would declare unto their brothers and sisters that they have found and wish to express love in this form. It was at a marriage feast where I performed my first recorded miracle, when my mother asked me to demonstrate publicly the power of manifestation through the knowledge of creative oneness. She had come unto me and said that the supply of wine for the wedding feast was becoming depleted. As you know, in the day and time which you shared with me, the wedding feast would go on for days. It was quite a celebration, and the wine had been enjoyed, all the good wine. And so my mother came unto me and asked, would I provide more wine? And at first I felt perhaps as you would feel if your mother came unto you and asked you to provide more wine. You would probably say, wait until I hop in the car and go down to the nearest store and I will bring some back. But in the day and time which we shared, it was not that easy to do. The store was not so readily available. It was with surprise that I heard my mother's request, for I had not thought it yet time to publicly declare the beginning of what would become known as my ministry. I knew that manifestation of any substance is not only a possibility, but an ongoing truth of reality. I knew from experience in my travel and study that I could manifest more wine, and my mother knew this, as I had previously done so in the intimacy of our home. But to do so publicly would be an irreversible choice which would forever alter the course of my experience in the lifetime. However, what do you do when faced with a choiceless choice? So I asked the ones who were serving to fill up the wineskins with water. I spoke unto my father with great faith, which means to stand in the place of oneness, and saw that the water would manifest itself as wine. When it poured forth as wine, many were astonished at my magic, but you are the magic in every moment. We have spoken often of how you are the child of the Heavenly Father, and the one you see next to you is also the child of the Father, and the one behind you, and the one in front of you. Wherever you are joined in the love of which you are. It is truly a place of holy relationship when you recognize the Christ in one in front of you and the one who is beside you. And when two come together, recognizing the Christ in each other, there is an expanded awareness, a feeling of expansion, a feeling that has been called love. Oftentimes, when you go to a wedding, you will see the joy and the love on the faces gathered there, the love which you feel for another. Where does it come from? It springs from the heart. It springs from you. When you allow the feeling of expansion, of love, to be expressed in its fullness, you are experiencing your true self. And it matters not whether it be according to what society would dictate unto you, because, as you have discerned, what society says is acceptable in one day and time is changed with various cultures and various time frames. When you feel love for another person, it is your true essence being expressed, being allowed to come forth. And it matters not whether it is expressed from a man to a woman, and a woman to a man, or between two women, or between two men, or between, as you would see, a mother and a child, or a child and a puppy. The feeling of love is the essence of yourself, so that wherever the circumstance arises, where it calls forth from you your true nature, bless it with your true nature, love and love freely. Love not with the strings attached, but love with a free love which lets the other one be who they are, lets them go along their path as they need to go, to experience what they need to experience, as a mother does with a child, knowing that the child will go from her, will grow up always to have its own experiences, and yet the bond of love remains always. Relationships, as they are called, mean relating your true nature to the one who you see in front of you, calling forth in your consciousness the true nature of that other one. And as you are experiencing their true nature, you offer to the other one the opportunity for them to experience who they are as well. For what they can see in you, they must necessarily be themselves. It is a great blessing you give unto others when you love them, because you allow them to see that love, and by seeing that love and recognizing it, they have opportunity to know that they are love and worthy of love as well. It does not mean that they will see it immediately, but each time you offer unto them the opportunity to see that love, it is a great blessing. And it blesses the giver as well as the receiver, is this not true? In every relationship, with anyone, you will see pictured for you your belief about yourself. You will see pictured for you your belief about the world around you and how you imagine others to see you. If you see others coming unto you in a loving way and expressing love to you, know that you are expressing that love as well. If ones are coming unto you and pushing the buttons as it would, and this does happen, give thanks first of all for the button, which is being pushed, and examine what is coming up for you. What is its deeper meaning? What is it saying unto you about your belief about yourself? What is it mirroring for you? A good term that your world has. What is it mirroring for you? Look at it with love, for you are love. Everything that comes up to see is not a fault, but a wound which has come to be healed. And it cannot be healed, made whole, transformed, unless you first look upon it and are aware of it, and then transform it with love for yourself. Everything that comes up, do not judge, but look upon it as you would be the researcher or the student and ask yourself, what is this telling me? What old image have I been carrying, sometimes for lifetimes? And see it as a wound which is asking for its healing. And you know very well what heals best is love, love of yourself. Know that each person you meet will reflect perfectly to you your belief. In this consciousness you may then thank them for what they are mirroring to you, although at times the gift may not seem such a gift. At times like that, step back from it and look upon it in objectivity as much as you can and breathe. The breathing will allow you to step back 1 degree and to look upon the circumstance and the situation with new eyes and to choose anew. For everything which comes up is either love or a cry for love. It is the same within yourself and it is the same within your brother. Whenever things come up which seem to be negative, occurrences which seem not to be in a peaceful state, breathe and ask, how can I see this in a new way? What is being called for? It is always love, beloved one. It is always a giving of yourself which is being called for in every relationship. It is a giving of yourself, which is truly a blessing unto you, for then you know the wellspring of the self which you are. For you have to dig deep and allow it to flow, and as it flows, it blesses you. Look upon everything which transpires within your life as an act within a play. You are all great actors upon the stage. You have picked up a script when you came into, as you would see this lifetime, and you have agreed that you would be upon this stage and you would act what the part was. Now, it has not all been written out for you. You are great at improvisation. You do it all the time. You have a choice in every moment to write your own lines within the script, and you do this moment by moment, for you are always free. You are free to look beyond the limitations of what the world would dictate to you. You are free to look beyond the limitations of what your parents and society have taught you. You are free to go beyond the books and the workshops which you have attended and the other friends who have shared freely with you of their insights. You are free in every moment to go within the heart and know the wisdom, the unlimitedness which you are. We have spoken often that you are much more than the body that sits upon the chair, and much more than the personality with which you identify in this time and place. There is only a small percentage of you that is focusing upon this part in the play. You are very busy, as you would see it, at the same time in other universes, upon other stages, expressing the grand villain, expressing the great warrior, expressing the great lover, expressing the love which you are, all of the infinite varieties of expression of the mind of God. You are the mind of God expressing upon this plane. You are the love of the Heavenly Father, shining your light in this world for others to see and for yourself to know. And as you share your love with others, the miracle which occurs is that you know it to be yourself, for you cannot share with others what you are not already. It is within you. It is you. You are not separate, and as you allow your true self to come forth and to feel its fullness, then you, in your consciousness, are aware of the love which you are, and you bring this unto every relationship. Now, there may be times in a relationship that the emotions you are feeling within your own heart are so veiled that it takes a bit of time, as you would see it, to get through. And yet the time, I say unto you, is but a twinkling of an eye. All of you have said that you want to get through these veils very quickly. This is the lifetime that I will come unto knowing that I am the child of the Heavenly Father. I will claim my divine inheritance. I will know it in its fullness. And you have set yourself up upon the path which is, as you have felt already, very much accelerating. And the veils, which were seen to be very thick, in what you would know as other lifetimes, are now very, very thin. So when you see something coming up for you in front of you, it is not a boulder anymore, it is not a mountain, but it is the thinnest of gossamer, and you may push it aside easily. Relationships are a great blessing unto you and to the one who is in front of you. Each time a person comes and shares a path with you, it is an opportunity for you to see the healing which you are. It is an opportunity for you to extend what you would see as healing unto another. And as you extend the healing, it is not only one heart which is healed, but two, and then it expands like the ripples upon a pond and touches others. This is why the awakening is accelerating, because of the rippling, touching others. Nothing is ever done in isolation. Never hide yourself from anyone. Never turn away from an opportunity to express love in any way, the smile, the eyes which say, "Yes, I understand," the arm which goes around someone's shoulder and says, "Well, I've been there too, I care." Sometimes just standing in quietness with another one until they are able to come to a place of peace. Sometimes just reaching out the hand and taking another's hand just to let them know that you are there for them, the simplest of gestures. And even if this one be not in a place of accepting that love, stand and be the love which you are. Do not turn away, for what one is calling for at that time is love, even though they may not allow themselves to accept it. So do not turn away, but just stand and love in quietness. And as you extend unto that one the opportunity to be in peace, you give them a great opportunity to come to a place of healing. Not only healing of the body, which will happen, but healing of the emotion and the spirit. The healing of the body will follow the healing of the emotion and of the spirit, the soul. Stand in quietness and in love and breathe, and extend to others the peace which you are. Even if they are in some violence of throwing out the emotions and seemingly pouring it forth to the universe, if you stand in confidence and in your peace, they will come unto a place where they will return to peace themselves. It is a wonderful gift which you give unto others, and in the giving unto others you are also the receiver. In what would be termed marriage, it would seem that two have come together in a special relationship where they would see each other as being special and set apart from others. This is the first step in recognizing the true love which you are. And at first you find it so kindled because you feel it to be outside of yourself, and you feel the love welling up inside and it has to be shared with another. Know you that the love is you, that it is a love which you are. And as you share that love with another, falling in love, being in love, the feeling of such exuberance you cannot wait to see another, to share time, to share activities, to share even the smallest details of what you would see as a daily living, to share yourself with another. This is the first step in recognizing the divine love which you are, and it is a great blessing. And a greater blessing comes forth when you are able to see that the two of you are journeying upon the path together, and that you are equals. You are the light and the love of the Heavenly Father, and so are your brothers and sisters. And you will see yourself joined with that one as a team which is extending love unto others. And you will see that the Christ, not only in the special one, but in all others who come to share your path, either, as they say, crossing your path or journeying with you. Then you recognize that it has never been necessary to have a special relationship, for all relationships are special in their holiness as you look upon them in the light of the Christ. The expanded awareness of knowing who you are and seeing the Christ of your brother-sister illumines each relationship with holiness, which banishes exclusive specialness. Many in your world would look under relationships into marriage for the fulfillment of needs, of aspects which they would feel were perhaps lacking or missing, and they would look unto another to fill that seeming need. Know you that no other can fill a seeming need, because there is not the need. You are whole and perfect as your Father created you to be. The only thing which you need, perhaps, is to recognize your wholeness within yourself. But it is not that another one, seemingly outside of you, can fulfill this for you. It is your recognition of the wholeness, of the holiness, which you are, that fulfills any seeming need. This is why so many of your brothers and sisters try one relationship, and if it works for a while, according to what they feel the criteria would be, and then it is discarded, and then they are on to another relationship, hoping to get from someone else what is seemingly not there, and yet all is there. And they will go from relationship to relationship, always seeking, always asking another to fulfill me, make me complete. And yet your completeness was established before time began, as your Father's perfect creation. Further, it is not that you need a special person to share this with. For when one comes unto the realization of the child of the Father, which you are, and knows the total wholeness, unlimitedness of the joy that you are, you will go forth and share this freely with all. It will not matter whether they are, as you would see, attached or unattached, whether they are tall or short or fat or thin or seemingly wise or sensitive or whatever. You will go upon your path so full of love that you cannot contain it, and you will give unto others freely because you know that as you pour it out, more is given to you. That is what is called holy relationship, because you know that you are whole, and you know that your brother and sister is whole, and you share of yourself because you cannot contain it. You cannot hold it back. So it does not matter whether they be of a certain dimension or a certain specification. You go freely and you share the smile with everyone, as a child smiles and plays upon the playground. For you are the child of the Heavenly Father, and you are playing upon the playground of expression within this reality. Go freely and share of who you are. Many have asked me about soulmates, and is there a special one, a special soulmate, either in body for me at this time or somewhere in the unseen realms, who will come into a body and be with me and will complete me? You do not need what you would see as a soulmate to complete you. You are already all that is. Yes, you have a soulmate. It is the one sitting next to you. It is the one behind you. It is the one in front of you. It is the one you talk to in your times of meditation, of prayer, the times when you speak unto one who would be as a friend. Perhaps you can see them, perhaps you do not. But one you would speak to as a friend, that is your soulmate, that is you. Now, you may name this one a special name, and you may look for this one in bodily form, and I say unto you, when you come to a place of realizing the child of the Heavenly Father, which you are, and you are so full of the love which you are that you cannot contain it, you will find your soulmate in front of you immediately. And as you begin to share your love with them, you will find it easy to share with another one and another one and another one. There will be no lack of love in your life because you will be outpouring the love which you are, and you will know multitudinous soulmates. So yes, there is a soulmate for you, but the secret, which is not hidden from you, is that the soulmate is you. For all minds and all hearts are joined, and you are not separate. Although you would see the bodies to be separate, the hearts are not separate, and the love which you are is so full that it is felt by the trees as you pass by the birds you talk to, by your brothers and sisters you see in the grocery store and at the gas station, everyone you meet. You are your own soulmate. And if it pleases you to talk unto a soulmate, know that this is all well and good. But know that the soulmate is not separate from you. The soulmate is you. That is why you can speak with great ease unto a soulmate, because the soulmate is ever with you. It could not be otherwise. The soulmate rides with you within the chariot upon the horse, upon the wind in joy, and the soulmate shares everything with you, knows everything with you, because the soulmate is you, closer to you than the body. So as you feel the joy of the soulmate, know that you are that joy. Where else is that joy welling up? It is not somewhere in the ethers, but it is within your own heart. It is you. So when one would ask me, is a soulmate real? Yes, that soulmate is as real as you are, and I assure you that you are real. And I do not speak here of a body and a personality. I speak here of the love and the divine energy which you are. And you are very much real. Each time you come together and you share the hugs, you are expressing the light of reality, intermingling with each other, in conscious awareness, the energy which you are. You can feel it in physical form, and as you feel that energy, then you know that you are not limited to what you identify as the skin and the body. Bodies are the vehicle of the ego to say unto you that this is all there is. This is the boundary of one individual separate from another. And yet, this is not true. The energy which activates the body is boundless. Bodies can be seen to have boundaries, can be seen to be individualized, to be in boxes, as it would be. Bodies can never join. Bodies can share with each other touching, but bodies can never join. Even in the most physical act of joining, it is not a true joining. The divine energy which you are, the love which you are, cannot help but be joined. Whenever you are in a relationship, any time that you see someone in front of you, you are in a relationship, however momentary it may be. What you are feeling is your own consciousness. It is what you are bringing forth to that relationship, and it is with great freedom that you may be whatever you want to be. Share your light freely with others and be the blessing to them. And as you do that, know that you have turned on many others' lights because you have been outrageous enough to love, to smile, to break forth in laughter, to uplift another. Think not in times of what you call despair, depression, that your life has been small meaning. You have touched many in what you would see as just a lifetime. And I assure you, this is not the only lifetime you are acting in at this moment. You are very active. All relationships offer you the opportunity to be consciously the Christ that you are. All relationships. Each moment, as it comes up in front of you, offers you a choice of, where will I be? Will I be in love or will I be in fear? Will I be in love or will I be coming from a place where I need to prove my separateness? Each time that you choose for love, you allow the veil to become even thinner, and you walk through it as the molecules go through an osmosis back and forth. It is that simple and that easy, as you are willing to trust yourself. Relationships are a vehicle which you have manifested for yourself upon this plane to mirror for you your belief about yourself and about others. To see the love or fear reflected in another who would seemingly be separate from you, and yet they are not. How can you understand what another one is going through if you are not connected? You very much understand what another one is feeling, and yes, it may be because you have experienced it either as you would see it in this lifetime or another lifetime. But in truth, it is because the energy which you are is not separate from the energy of what would be seen to be another one. As you are allowing the veils to become as gossamer, you are able to tune into others even without the words and to know what they are feeling, and to allow the shutters of the heart to be flung wide open. In every relationship, be the love which you are. All you are flowers in the garden of the Heavenly Father. All of you are as the stars in the heaven. You shine with a radiance which is beautiful to behold. With the physical eyes, it is as you may have put on the dark sunglasses. There is not that much of the light to be seen, and yet it can be seen. The aura, as it is called, around the body can be seen with the physical eyes. And know you that you are much brighter than any aura which the physical eye can see. Look with the eyes of spirit and behold the holy light that you are. In every relationship, look for the light that is in it, for there you will find yourself. There you will find the joy that is just waiting to be shared freely with others. You are truly holy. You lack for nothing. You need no one else to be in your life to make you whole. Your world has taught you that to be happy there must be a companion, that there must be someone to share with. And this longing comes from the desire to share from the heart the love of the Father. There's nothing wrong in that desire, but it does not mean that it has to be reserved only for one special person. It means that it must be shared with whoever is in front of you at the moment. Do not limit your love. Pour freely the love which you are upon whoever is in front of you. You are the love of the Heavenly Father. Share it freely, because as you share it, you are infilled with the flow of that love. You cannot be without it, because you are the love. But for mankind to experience love and to know love, it must be expressed. This is why I have said unto you many times to extend love, because in the extension, then you know the love you are. It is not for you to sit upon a meditative cushion somewhere in a cave and to be the love, which you have done in other lifetimes. It is for you now to be out in what you would see as the world, sharing love freely with others, healing others by the love which you are. Your world cries out to you for healing, for love. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to consciously be the love which you are, and share it so freely that others will know that the love that they are. Do not be afraid to reach out and touch others to say, I love you. I love you because I know who you are. And I know who you are because I know who I am. Be bold. You can say this to others. Your world is crying out for it. Every relationship is a love relationship when you allow yourself to be given freely.